The Anton Savage Show
with Kearies.ie
on News Talk.
Mentioned before the break, Michael O'Leary is mourning the fact that he is unlikely to get his 110 million euro bonus. Sorry, 100 million euro bonus. I'm giving him 10 million that he isn't entitled to. He's quoted in the Business Post as saying, and I'll paraphrase slightly, "It's effing disappearing again. We got close to it there. We were above 21 euro for a couple of weeks, but then it got snatched away again. This is the share price that he has to maintain to get his 100 million euro. Now, he also has advice in there for Aer Lingus. He says, Aer Lingus bosses should face down the threat of strike action from its pilots' union. Michael O'Leary has said, IALPA has voted in favour of industrial action, and O'Leary has said that the pilots' demands were vastly unreasonable. Owen Carey is with us, who's editor of Air and Travel magazine. We've seen the impact of this, Owen, in a couple of ways, in the delayed delivery, or rather the swapped out deliveries of new Airbus A320neos for Aer Lingus and the impact that that's had. What about likely travel disruption as we go into the summer?
Yes, Anton, a lot of noise and a lot of saber rattling. I'd expect that to be ramped up in the coming weeks. There's a race by IALPA to get over the formalities of a strike action. That means they go into talks with this loaded gun, and it gives them more pressure. What would you call it? The gegenpress of industrial relations, what Jim McGuinness would do with the Donegal team or Jurgen Klopp did with Bayern Munich. They're pressing Aer Lingus on every front. Things like the amount of strike notice that is served. They want to serve as little strike notice. The bare minimum is 7 days. And that's really important, Anton, because if they don't serve 15 days under recent interpretations of EU 261, Aer Lingus will also have to pay compensation to the passengers. So it gives the union that extra thing. Not only do they cost Aer Lingus in forward bookings, that's already happening. People who are going to book Aer Lingus are booking with alternative airlines during the summer. They're going to probably push them to disruption, 2 or 3 day strikes, probably aimed at peak period when families are travelling. But they'll also, because of not serving 15 days notice, Aer Lingus will then have to compensate the passengers. Not IALPA compensate the passengers, but Aer Lingus are the ones who are fitted with the bill. So they're pressing them on all fronts. And I do expect a deal to be done, but I do expect it to be done as late in the day as possible, presumably when the maximum financial damage has been done to Aer Lingus and the maximum anxiety has been caused to Aer Lingus passengers.
Well, on the thing of anxiety for Aer Lingus passengers, O'Leary is downplaying that slightly in his comments to the Business Post. He's saying, 40 years ago, if Aer Lingus went on strike, the island was cut off. We all had to go back on boats. If Aer Lingus goes on strike, Ryanair will have seats. We will take some passengers, but IAG Group, which is BA, Vueling, Iberia and others, have more than sufficient aircraft to run, I would say, 50% to 60% of the Aer Lingus schedules. Is he right?
He's right. Obviously, Ryanair will be pouncing wherever they can. They'll get pick up the extra business they can. The second point, a little bit more complicated, because the Boeing deliveries were slow. They've dribbled and almost come to a halt at this stage, which is affecting Michael O'Leary as well. He's 17 aircraft short of what he expected to be for the summer. The other Airbus availability, and Aer Lingus is an all-Airbus airline across Europe, has been hit by engine recalls, Pratt & Whitney engine recalls. The people who are smiling most, a lot of them in Dublin, are the aircraft leasing companies, because there is a shortage of aircraft. Normally in a strike, you don't lease in an aircraft. You wet lease them, which effectively means bringing the crew as well. So you go to an airline that has a spare aircraft. But there aren't a hell of a lot of those across Europe. And within the IAG group, Iberia is growing really, really strongly. They don't have that number of spare aircraft, Vueling less so, and British Airways less so. So their ability to bring aircraft in from elsewhere in the group isn't exactly as clear as it would be. Normally, you'd run to the southern hemisphere. There's an airline in Australia that has gone belly up in recent weeks, and you might get a few aircraft there. But there is a rush, Anton, by IALPA to bring through all the process. It went through the Pilots Pay Tribunal, the Workplace Relations Commission, Labour Relations Committee, Labour Court compromise recommended, rejected by IALPA. The reason that they're running through this, like sprinters, is they want to get their dots and eyes in place for the summer to hit at the peak demand. There's no much point going on strike in winter, and that's when it's harder for IAG to bring in aircraft from other airlines or to lease them in, wet lease them in.
Oh, thank you for that analysis. That's Owen Curry, editor of Air and Travel Magazine.
The Anton Savage Show
with Kiri's.ie
on News Talk.